Hi, this is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm not a person who takes naps. I'm always moving around. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I was so tired that I ended up taking a nap every single day. Mm-hmm. So I guess I got hit by a lot of energy that I was absorbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, because all of this, you know, goes right into the crucible as it was happening.
That's my only comment.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Heidi.
Hi, all. This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. So nice to hear all your voices. I wanted to share that since I really got introduced to all the dragons, not just my dragon, it feels like I've had a big shift. The last few months I've been so busy with work and I've been having trouble sleeping at night. Just plus I feel like I had a second job at night. Whatever I was doing during the day wore me out, go to bed and I'm still working. And I had a really nice conversation with Charlotte and she helped me recognize how to create an intention just for sleeping. And I started calling on the dragons and going to the Emerald Green Lake. And I've been doing that for a week, and I've been sleeping fantastic, waking up rested and calling on the dragons for just about everything. And I've been more grounded than I've been in a long time. And that's pretty much what I wanted to share.
Wow. That's terrific.
Yeah. Bless the dragons.
Bless them all.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a comment that was on that boat that in 2018 in February when we first went as a group to that vortex? And remember when Metatron spoke about to connect with the Ancient of Ancient Ones in the water, but he also spoke about the mother energy. Do you remember that? Does anybody have any comments about how, you know, you can see this, even though at the time that we were there in February, we didn't see this coming, or how that was setting the foundation for this then to bring it up another notch and how that affects our group? So if anybody has anything to say about that, that would be great. Because I think it helps merge and unite that those two events and make it more tangible.
Joan, hi. This is Diana.
Yes, Diana.
Hi. I was not on that boat. Function. You have to excuse me. My heart is just. But I believe I shared with both you and Malena a very powerful experience, and I would not bring this up except for Malena felt this strong intuition that this beautiful being was Andromedan. And I had still to this day am not quite certain what took place, and part of it was witnessed by Charlotte. Oh, seems her name is being mentioned. On Sunday, I believe, the last day when we finished the conference, when we finished the conference that Sunday. But I had a very powerful experience in my bedroom. I had asked who was there? I have still no idea what took place, but who was there? And all I received was the Council of Andromeda and beyond. Mm. Now, what I may not have mentioned, and I don't remember, is that when my husband and I went to Kona in July, which was after the conference, and after a very interesting formation in the sky of clouds. I know the visual was an upside-down V. And at the conference, Shalate took me outside and said, this was for me. And the entire sky with the clouds made an upside down V.
Wow.
It just blew me away. And I was glad that Shalati was there and Marta was there, because I have a witness, because I would not have believed it. But when I went to Kona in July and I first stepped into the water, it felt like something drained from me. And again, I would not even mention this, and I have no idea of its connectivity with these events. But as soon as Malena said Andromeda, I said, okay, I don't know what took place. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you betcha.
I just think that there are no words for a lot of things that have transpired in the last 3 years. And will continue, to be amplified as we move forward.
Yes.
Well, if I remember historically, the Andromedas were the group of people that stepped forward as Atlantis was going under and accumulated physically and etherically a tremendous percentage of the crystalline energy that was available in Atlantis, and took them different places and still have them, etc. So to me, knowing that they were there shows me that's our crystal connection.
Yeah.
And Mina is going to be a crystal connection. And that maybe, I think they mentioned one or two very large crystals that energetically are there.
Right.
So that may be some more work to connect this. I'm just kind of, mouthing this, but it just seems like there's significance in that it was the Andromedans.
Right, and they held the Christ consciousness for Earth.
Right.
Until we could hold it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they play such a role for us as humans and the Earth itself.
Mm.
And actually, this whole galaxy, Milky Way galaxy.
We have somebody else.
Yeah. Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. I'd like to share a couple personal reactions I'm having. First of all, I'm totally blown away. I'm actually in tears here. Part of it is my amusement at my reaction. Joan, when you were talking about the correspondence between what happened at the convergence point February 2018, when Metatron was bringing in the mother energy, the Ancient of Ancients, and now we're seeing it again in this event at the convergence point. And I always get so, I think, wow, these teachers of ours they really know what they're doing. The way they put the pieces together of this jigsaw puzzle, and what I laugh at is my reaction, because of course these great beings are doing this, and we see the fingerprints, so to speak. And it's such a joy to see these fingerprints and watch more and more of the picture come together.
Right.
And then the second reaction I'm very aware of is, Melina did let me spend some time with these five Anshi, and I especially created a bond with the smaller one that looks like the island of Hawaii, and when you look at the picture she posted on Facebook, it's very clear which one that is. And I fell in love with that Anshi stone, and I did not want it to go into the convergence point. I for a long time that the five Anshis were supposed to go into the convergence point, because Helene and I kept thinking that when we were both on the island, we should get the stones into the convergence point, and as she said, it just never happened. And so when I found out only four of the Anshis had gone into the convergence point, I immediately asked Elena, was it the one shaped like the island that did not go? And she said, of course. And I was just ecstatic. Because, well, for me, I have the bond with that one, and my natural way of connecting is through the earth energy. And that, apparently, that Anshi will be going more into the earth. But before it does that, it's been in the ocean, it's been swimming with the dolphins, swimming with the group, and then it's going to come to our conference. And that is huge. To have that Anshi stone at our conference is so big. I mean, I can already see the light explosion. So I wanted to kind of say in advance, let's really, really pay attention to the stone at the conference. It has something magnificent to do. And then it will go somewhere else and continue it in a different way. So I am so excited that the stone is coming to us, Telamina Rich.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, every step or everything is so precise in the way we're guided. And, you know, we get a piece and then we have to do our part as the individuals and as our crucible. So they wait until we do that part before they orchestrate something again. So I think there were a lot of things that had to be put in place before this event took place, and we were totally unaware of it. And I mentioned to Melina today that, you know, you did that last community call, Katie. You did a review on that event in Hawaii in February and the significance of that vortex. And
yeah,
who could have you know, we couldn't have planned that.
No, I was told to get to my computer and start preparing that. So.
Well, good job, girl.
So we all do our part, and our part is important.
Yes.
Well, everyone is doing their part. All the people
yes, exactly.
are coming together. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's important, too, that, you know, since we recognize this being as Andromeda, and if we go back to what her message was to Raphael, you know, that they will be infusing these stones with their technology. So that Andromedan connection will continue. And, you know, basically we heard that it is their intention, and I take it as their commitment to us, you know, that they're going to be monitoring the stones, and they will come back every 5 years as needed for as long as it is needed. So, you know, they're in it for the long haul. So,
I think it's
mm-hmm. important that we kind of keep that present, that their presence is with us all the time. And you know, they've already been the keepers of the etheric crystal and the blue crystal as we know it, and you know, it's many more. And what we're learning more and more, in each piece for me that I learn and understand and brings them closer to us and allows them to come closer, because we have more receptivity to them as we are learning just how much more not involved, I don't know if it's quite the right word, but how they are watching over us and contributing to our becoming all that we were intended to be.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, as we grow and we're able to further activate our light body and hold that light, fifth dimensional light frequency as it is intended, their presence will become more obvious to us, because they're, you know, a far different dimensional frequency than what we're used to. So I just think that there's a lot yet that we will experience with these great beings, the Andromeda.
Oh, sure. One of the things that I caught, that I'm sure everybody else did, but when they were talking about their energy and the what their infusion, the technology, and it was almost like a second thought, and then the word was, oh, and for good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I thought, oh my gosh, that goes back to that Atlantis where it was abused. And they were just reminding us again that that's not where we're going, folks. No, this is going to be for good. This is, you know, this is not a controlling effort. This is just for good.
Mm.
And I thought that was significant.
Hi, everyone. It's Kathleen from Colorado.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, everyone. I'm blown away, too. I don't have a lot to say, but I have all my aunties sitting here, and I almost want them to speak.
Speak up, right?
They're ecstatic. Can you hear them? They're just like, woo-hoo! And,
I'm sure they're all lighting up.
They are so lit up, and especially the queen, the one that is the large one. And I have always felt, and though I didn't come forth with this, but I've always felt this was Andromeda. When I met Glinda and she spoke of her lineage, I always knew it was Andromeda, and I just didn't feel like I just wanted to be really respectful and not name it. So this, thank you so much, Melena, and thanks to Raphael for bringing that forward. What I also feel, and I feel they were all there at our conference last year too, I feel that there were many there that were watching us and supporting us. And I feel a strong alliance between that beautiful female being and the white fire dragon from the 12th season and the vow we took. So they know that vow is, they've sort of watched us for a year, and they know we're true to it. So they've come to reinforce this connection. And I'm seeing a beautiful, almost like a rainbow. I've been pulling the rainbow dragon every day for the last week, and I see this rainbow bridge from Kona to Nina that has to do with the healing of the Atlantean Lemurian, because that got fractured too. So
sure.
I feel there's beautiful healing going on between Atlantis and Lemuria, all of that wounding, all of the mistakes, and I'm seeing visions as I'm saying this. And interestingly, the queen on she that I have and I'll bring her. She's like, oh, yeah, you better pack me up.
Yeah, please.
She's the shape of the United States.
Did it say muted?
She's the shape of the United States.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I feel her almost stretching in one direction to the west, and then the other direction. Here I am in the middle of the United States, stretching in both directions to help with the conduit between the portal and Nina. And mm-hmm. So what they're saying to me about those of us who have Anchi, some chose not to, which is absolutely fine, but that all of our Anchis are aligning with the frequency, not just the fifth one, which is the fifth element of love that Malena's holding, but that all the ones that everyone has are starting to align with this energy so that we can be working with that, we can be holding them, we can be engaging with them in a new level of relating prior to, we have 6 weeks or 8 weeks before the conference, which seems like so soon. But they're telling that I'm feeling very strongly that they're going to step it up. They're all encoded with this technology, and it's the whole game is leveling up. For us to be prepared, because it's going to be an incredible. I see more of the blue crystal of knowledge being repaired as a result of this work. So
makes sense.
There's another crystal in this area that was brought online. It wasn't totally activated. At Mount Magazine, the green crystal.
2009.
Yeah, 2009. Well, it is, that etheric crystal is in the bottom of Lake Washita, that energetic imprint. And there's something about it, it has to be connected with the blue crystal at Talamina. Because you cannot have wisdom without the element of love.
Love.
So the blue crystal is all about wisdom and knowledge, and it's very significant that those two etheric crystals be connected. And I think that's probably one of the things that we'll be doing at the conference.
I'd like to add, this is Katie again, I'd like to add that there's another very strong rainbow connection here, and that is the island of Hawaii is connected to Mount Shasta, a very strong one. And then Mount Shasta, also Hawaii and Mount Shasta connected to Arkansas and then to other places over to Glastonbury and then on over. And Michael Tamura and Raphael are Mount Shasta people. So not only is there the connection through the beginning of our teachings in MA, but through Michael and Raphael currently holding the Mount Shasta energies.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I was waiting for you to pipe up.
Come on, pipe up, boy.
Pipe, pipe, pipe. As some of you know, I am a walk-in, and I come from Andromeda. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people connected with that or not, but I hear all this conversation about Andromeda, and it really has sparked something within me. Mm-hmm. And so I can say Andromeda is quite different. The galaxy of Andromeda is quite different than the Milky Way galaxy in that the entire galaxy functions at 15th dimension. And that's quite different. For instance, one of the differences is it operates at a much higher temperature. And so the beings of Andromeda, by and large, function at a very much higher temperature than any of us would, even at 12th dimension. So that's one difference. There's some other differences, and we can get into that some other time. But I really appreciate the fact that people are now stepping up and saying, oh, there's a connection to Andromeda, because Andromedans are very much interested in this planet and in the ascension of Earth and are very supportive of exactly what we are doing. So I needed to say that, and that'll be enough for tonight. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mark. Very, very much.
Hi, this is Lindley.
Hi,
Lindley. I don't know what everyone else is feeling, but my entire body is vibrating. My chest is like this. It's cavernous. It's vast. And I am just feeling an overwhelming sense of love.
Love, absolutely.
And I just wanted to share that. And to say that initially at the conference, when I held the stone, I really did not feel anything. But when my sister and I were in Hawaii, and I was asked to pray over the stones, I immediately went into a trance and was chanting. And what I was chanting was from my system that I follow, called Ifa, and it was a chant to the Iyamis. And in my tradition, the Iyamis are the primordial feminine aspect. It's a universal, it's even more than universal. It's hard for me really to explain. But as I'm listening to all of this about these beautiful beings, I'm just totally, every cell is vibrating in resonance with them. And how we, not only as a group, but various groups on the planet at this time, are stepping up and moving into our, I don't know if it's light body, I see it as more than that, but really touching who we truly are and spreading that in such a way that people can understand it. To me, using crystals and stones, the basic elements, you can give it to a child. I've had children that have had issues, and you just pray over a crystal and you give them the crystal, you can see the magic that takes place. You can see them transform.
Wow.
And when I think of children, when we remember our childhood, what did we pick up? We picked up leaves. We picked up rocks. We talked to things that no one could see. And everything talked back to us. And we are coming back to that, but on such a higher level. And I just feel so full of gratitude. I just needed to share that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you,
dear.
We're talking about the crystals. We're talking about, you know, just, I was there at the point in Hawaii, and it was magical. It was absolutely magical. What day was it that you went out there, Milena, and the crystals were
It was last Monday. Last Monday, July 15th.
Okay. There has been a really large shift in the crystal grid. And I was listening to a YouTube from Sandra Walters this morning, as a matter of fact, and she referenced the shifting in the crystal grid and what all of us light workers are doing by physically going to locations and physically dropping crystals. Sound familiar? I mean,
yeah.
But and it's absolutely powerful, powerful, powerful. And it has a lot to do with that earthquake that just took place in California, because it does affect Mount Shasta, and it did connect, and she does talk about it connecting all the way to Lemuria, which is Hawaii. And, you know, so it was just absolutely like right on. And wow. when she was talking about it, it was, you know, I'm one, Charlotte's one, I know, you know, Cliff, Terry, everybody that I know that works with crystals, we're told, pick this one up, take 12 of them here, deposit one, you know, I've put them all over Europe. And there's more in the Vatican of mine than there is scattered around my house. And,
well, they need it.
Know,
thanks.
They do. They need it. And so, yeah. You know, the work that we're doing, and then when you connect it with Michael Tamara's work or the energy of his group. Now, I don't know what they were doing out there as a group, but I know that we as a group were doing something absolutely powerful. And that unity consciousness is beautiful because we're connecting the work that we're all doing. And of course, Sandra Walters referenced that too. And it always feels so good to be a part of it. And, you know, knowing that we're all part of this unity consciousness and we are actively the light workers and the grid workers and, you know, we're doing it. We are, you know, like they said, they're watching, we are to remind each other that our focus definitely needs to be on what we want and not to listen to the garbage, but also to keep asking for assistance. And, you know, by seeing and hearing everybody that talks about the inner earth beings and all that, it makes it so much more real to me because, you know what? In my everyday work or my everyday walking around space, very few people come up to me and go, hey, have you seen a Talosian lately? You know, I mean, it's just not part of my circle here. Anyway.
You went with the wrong crowd, Jody.
You know, I need to. Cliff needs to come back. He was visiting for a while. But, you know, the thing is it reminds me, and then I put my attention on it, and I open my heart up, and then, you know, with the dragons and working with the dragons, and, you know, I have such gratitude for this group. It's not just family to me. It's my core. And, you know, and to see us expanding in such beautiful ways and touching other groups, and, you know, we're going to absorb Michael's energy and Raphael's energy of their group into ours, and we'll do ours into theirs, and these crystals will absorb, and that crystal, and the green crystal is healing, and you know, it's like it is connected, and there is a whole new neural pathway of the earth being laid, being connected by us, and, you know, and it's just, when you look at all the other groups around, you go, yes, 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 yes. You know, very rarely anymore am I saying no, no, no. It's always, yes, I see it. Yes, I connect to it. Yes, I want this. Yes, help me. Yes, yes, yes. And it's beautiful. So I just kind of wanted to share all that. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of this.
Well, thank you, Judy.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a real quick note here that the date of 7/15 is the day before the partial lunar eclipse, which was preceded on July 2nd by the total solar eclipse. So this was done in the eclipse season also.
Right, and between that and the Lion's Gate, which is huge.
Right, entering the Lion's Gate, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know right? what? That's yeah. the day before our next meeting is scheduled.
Mm.
The 8th is yep. scheduled for the 9th, and the 8/8 is on the 8th.
Yeah, always is.
Always is.
It always is. It's my birthday, so I always remember it. And,
yeah.
And my journey started on the Talamina Ridge on 8/8/8 with the crystals. So this is just powerful, absolutely powerful stuff. Anyways, I'm done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Charmaine. It's just sort of funny. While Jody was talking, I reached down for my dragon cards, And I just closed my eyes and I randomly, quote unquote, picked a card, and it was the dusky pink dragon from Andromeda.
Look at you.
There's your sign.
So, I mean, the cards are never wrong, right?
Right.
I love it.
Melina, is there anything else you want to say before we close?
No, I think we have a lot to sit with, and you know, I know you'll be posting all of this, and invite everybody to listen and to reread all of it, and again, let those seeds. The energetics here were again very, very potent, and what they have been saying to Joan and I the last few days is, you know, take this time and let these seeds germinate over these next 8 weeks as we go into the conference. And the more that we can absorb and integrate into our own bodies and our, you know, in our light bodies, then the further and the more we'll be able to accomplish in the conference itself. So we are now definitely into the throes, and this is all preparation for what's yet to come.
Well.
Well said.
Well said. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for everyone that has joined us, and we look forward to being with you in our next session. And who knows what will happen next time.
You just never know.
So, again, thank you for joining us, and blessings to all.
Blessings.
Good night.